Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. An artificial reef is marine habitat that has been created by man and placed on the ocean bottom for the benefit of marine life.
Nature has a way of providing its own habitat, but in the case of the Gulf of Mexico, offshore Texas, most of the substrate is soft, kind of murky, muddy, and very little hard substrate out there.
Dale Shively coordinates the artificial reef program for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Hard substrate is necessary for the development of reefs. Once the material for the substrate is deployed, it takes only a day or so for marine life to attach to it.
In a very short period of time, the substrate is covered with barnacles and sponges and some types of coral, and that begins the basis of the food web as we know it.
A variety of items have been sunk for artificial reefs, from oil rigs to concrete rubble. But why should the average Texan care about this effort to create artificial reefs?
Our primary goal and objective is preserve and enhance the marine environment. By doing that, we also create fishing and diving opportunities.
So what's the next big thing going into the Gulf for reef?
The ship itself is 473 feet long.
Details tomorrow. Our show is supported by the Sport Fish Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.